If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori podcast. Hi, hey, hello. Welcome to a new episode of the Desiree Ofori podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are returning, welcome back. If you are watching on YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in to the thumbnail. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast player, thanks for clicking that title. Today, we're going to be talking about being content with being a hidden gem. Back in December 2022, I released an episode called The Blessing of Being a Hidden Gem. So if you're watching this on YouTube, definitely go to the description box and click on the link. I will have it linked there. It was amazing. It helped to give us more motivation to keep going and keep doing and knowing that what we are doing is not in vain. And when I say we, I'm talking to people who are content creators, influencers, people who are coaches, like life coaches, speakers, you are bloggers, you have a business and you're just waiting for that opportunity for things to just really, really take off. And you know that you have something of value, something of worth. And people have even told you, like, what you have is like, this is really good stuff. Like, what's going on? And you're like, child, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But realizing, like, being a hidden gem, it's not a curse or anything like that. It is something to embrace and it is a blessing because at the end of the day, it offers protection and it also offers opportunity for you to grow emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. There's a lot of character development that may need to happen. And I'm not going to give you all the things. I need you to go back and listen to the episode, but that was the premise of it. Like, there is a blessing in being a hidden gem. But my question for you today is, are you content with being a hidden gem? And for me, I had to ask myself that question again recently. And my answer is yes. I think it was Pastor Miles Monroe who said, when I get to heaven, I want to know that I have left everything. Like, I did everything that God has told me to do, every gift, every talent, every skill. Like, I left it all, like they say, I left it all on the stage. I left it all on the stage of earth and there was nothing left. And I'm showing up to heaven like, here I am, Lord, your good and faithful servant. I did it all. I did it all. There was nothing left for me to do. And when I heard that, I'm like, I want that too. I want that too. So whether or not I am meant to have this huge mega career, you know, where people, millions of people know my name or not, it's all good. As long as I'm doing what God has called me to do and I'm still reaching the people who he has called me to reach and who he has sent to me and who he has assigned for me to be in connection with, then I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. So that's my question to you today. Will you be okay with that? A lot of times we want to be on the front lines. We want to be known because we realize, like I said, it's a gem. We realize that we have something of value. We have something of worth, but for some reason, it's just not. Things are just not working out. Like, you're doing everything you're supposed to do. You're taking the classes, you're doing your mentorship, you're listening to the podcast, watching the videos, taking the master classes. Like, you're doing all of the things, reading the books, like you're doing all of the things. And for some reason, it's just not going, or you may have made some traction and there was a plateau, or you have done really well and then everything has crumbled before you. And you're like, what is it that's going on? In the midst of all of that, would you still be okay with, like, this just may not be it for me? Would you still be okay with, I'm still going to show up and I'm still going to do what God has told me to do? Are you going to be able to do that? And like I said, for me, the answer is yes. So something came to me yesterday and it was this thought, what if this is it? What if this is it? What if my impact was not meant for a huge amount of people? What if I'm not meant to be as many people, and even I have thought to myself, I'll be honest, I'm not meant to be the next Tabitha Brown. What if I'm not meant to be the next Morgan Harper Nichols, one of my favorite Christian artists that a lot of people don't know is Christian, but it's pretty obvious that she is a Christian. What if I'm not the next, you know, whoever? What if this is it? what if I've been striving all of this time and I have been overlooking what God has intended for me all along? The impact that I make with the people that I know offline. When I do my art parties and teach people art, there's opportunities there that I speak into people's lives. Like, is that not enough for me? Can I not see the impact of that? Like, how awesome and amazing that is, that one-on-one connection with somebody, to be able to have a conversation with them, to be able to speak into their life, and them, you know, be able to speak back into my life, or for them to give me some input and me to be able to continue to like help develop them or mentor them or be an accountability partner for them. Is that not enough for me? Is that not enough for me? The world wants us to have more and more and more and do more and more and more. But when are we going to be okay with doing and making impact with the lives that we touch on a day-to-day basis? Even strangers that we meet in the store, you may randomly give somebody advice on something, and it could be anything, like whether it's parenting or finances or spiritually. Or like yesterday, I was at Target and there was a lady in front of me who was being rather, you know, and the lady was looking at me to try to like get confirmation, like, yeah, this cashier, like, what's up with her? And I saw her in my peripheral look at me, and I'm like, I'm not making eye contact with you because I am not in agreement with this foolishness that you're doing right now. I'm not in agreement with that. So I'm looking everywhere but at her. Finally, I felt her look away and I was like, Lord. So when she left, I told the cashier was very like frazzled, and you know, it was a lot going on. It was a lot going on. And I told her, I was like, breathe, breathe. And I put my hand out and I touched her hand. I said, breathe. You can pause with me. You can breathe with me. You can pause with me. And she was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And at the end of our interaction, at the end of the transaction, she told me, you have such a beautiful soul. And I didn't catch that that's what she said. I thought she was just like, have a great day or whatever. So I was like, thank you. And I loved, and then it sung like, she said, you have such a beautiful soul. Wow. 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 Y'all, in that moment, I touched her. I impacted her. And who knows if that moment made the rest of her day, if she's going to remember that for the rest of her, you know, shift or whatever. Like, I used to be a cashier at Target, so I know how it can be. And there have been customers who have been very kind to me, very generous to me. And I will never forget that. Like, I don't forget that. And so knowing that feeling, like, I take that in, you know, when I'm dealing with other cashiers and things of that nature, and just customer service. Like, customer service shouldn't just come from like the business serving you. Like, how are you serving the business? How are you acting towards them? Like, you know, you're not always right. Sometimes you're wrong, and sometimes you're being arrogant, and sometimes you're being rude. let's get off of that topic, right? It's because it's like, ugh. But yeah, like, is that not enough? Like, to make impact like that, like, that should be enough. That should be more than enough. That should be more than enough. So the question is, you know, with that story about telling the cashier, like, you can pause with me, breathe. You can pause with me. What is God asking you to pause on? What is God asking you to just take a step back and breathe and pause and listen to what I'm trying to do in your life? Like, you have this vision and it may have come from God. It may have been prophetic. It may just be something that you've seen other people do and you're like, oh, I got that skill. I got that talent. I could definitely do that too. Like, let me just do what they're doing. What if that's just a portion, a fraction of what God has intended for you to do? What if you're like going full force and you're like, I'm persistent, I'm motivated. That's me. I'm persistent, I'm motivated. I'm going to do this. I may fall and I might have to take a rest. I might need to take a break, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to come back harder and stronger. What if God is like, yo, take several seats. Just pause. Can you just pause long enough for me to show you more? Can you just pause long enough for me to tell you what else I have in store for you? Can you just pause long enough to see that this was just only a piece of it, but I have something so much more for you. I have like more things in store for you. I have a bigger plan. Like this is just like step one of step 10 of all the things that I want you to do. Can you just pause? Maybe you are being a hidden gem because it's time for you to just pause. Like God's like, no, I don't want you to be successful in this thing because this is not what I intended for you. Like I have something completely different for you. This thing that you're doing right now was just enough for you to gain the skills and the talents and the tools that you needed in order to be able to handle this other greater thing that I have for you. Sometimes we need to just pause. Like I heard Pastor Stephanie EK say, you're going full force in the wrong direction. Like it's one thing to go full force, but you don't want to be going full force in the wrong direction. Maybe it's time for you to just pause. Maybe it's time for you to pause and breathe. I was watching yesterday, one of my favorite YouTubers, Christian YouTubers, Love Michelle Anna. That's her tag on Instagram, Facebook, on YouTube, but her name is Michelle Anna. And it was a video from back in March 2020, right before the pandemic, everything went down. And it was titled Grieving Something Good, Going from Good to Greater. Definitely go check it out. I will link it in the description as well. And in it, she said something that made me pause the video and like, wait, I need to like rewind and soak that in. And I wrote it in my journal. So I'm going to read to you what she said. So sometimes we settle for less than what we have been already pre-qualified for, and it ends up becoming the standard of our lives when there's so much more out of life to receive. Not even just to get, but to receive naturally as we're sons and daughters of a heavenly Father. Let me read that one more time. Sometimes we settle for less than what we have been already pre-qualified for. You've already been pre-qualified for something more, and you're settling for less than that. Oh my gosh, that was the part was like, what? What? And it ends up becoming the standard of our lives when there's so much more out of life to receive, not even just to get, but to receive naturally as we're sons and daughters of a heavenly Father. What if you are trying to do something that you are settling for? Like what you're trying to strive for is you settling because you've been pre-qualified for so much greater. So much bigger, like the picture that God has for you, the plans. God says, for I know the plans I have for you. What if his plans are so much bigger? And I am pretty sure without a doubt, because in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond more than we could ever ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Oh, I'm feeling that so much right now. So when I heard that and she said that, I paused and I thought about it. And then I thought, whoa, wait a minute. What if this isn't it? What if this isn't it? The YouTube, the podcast, the blogging, like what if all of these things were just me building skills? Like God was just allowing me to do these things because I'm a creative, so it's fun to me. But what if these were just skills that I was growing and building in order to do something? Much greater. And what if that much greater thing is not for the public eye? What if that much greater thing is for select individuals? What if that much greater thing is me being a secret weapon for the kingdom of God? What if that much greater thing is me being a secret agent? You know, the secret agents, like the FBI agents, the secret operatives, you know, like you got the people that they're protecting that are on the front lines. You got the dignitaries, the kings, the queens, the presidents, and, you know, all of these royalties and all this stuff. And everybody knows who that person is. And they are the target. Okay. They are the target. Like, people want to be them. People want to hate them. People want to do anything, like give of themselves, like whatever it is. Like, I just want to be seen and known by you. And they want all of that. But the people in the background who are protected them, the secret agents, even people in the background, I think of like, even like in stage performances, like you have the actors and everything in front, like they're in the front screen, like everybody sees them, knows who they are, but you don't really always know. Like, you may find out in the credits, but you don't know who these people are, but yet their impact is so huge. Like, what they do is so important, because if they don't do what they do, then those people who are on the front lines, who are front and center, they can't do what they do. And so you are just as important, if not even more important, than the people who are standing out there in front doing what they do. Like, that just blows me away. So now I'm like, okay, let me pause. Let me pause and see, what, God, what is it that you have up your sleeve for me? And that's my question also to you. What is it that God has for you? What more is it that he wants you to do? You could be shortchanging yourself, settling for something less than you have been pre-qualified for. For some of you, it may be, yeah, like you need to stop and let this go and move on to what God has been telling you to do. And it's for some of you, it's like, no, keep doing this. Continue to show up in excellence. Continue to grow. Continue to learn, because you're going to need all of this. This is all building momentum. And these are tools that you're building your toolbox with that you're going to use in another setting for other things. And so I'm just blown away by it. I am. Yesterday, I tried to record this episode and I went an hour straight of just distractions and just frustration. And it was just, it was so much. And I was so headstrong, like, no, this is a word. This is a message. Somebody needs to get, I'm going to get it out. And I'm like, I'm just going to have to do a whole bunch of editing at the back end of it. And I was telling myself, just keep pushing forward. And I was really convinced, like, man, somebody must really need this word, because I'm having like all of these obstacles and things of that nature. Somebody must really need this word, not realizing it was me. It was me that needed the word. And I ended up deleting everything. I was even going to put on the title, like, this is my most vulnerable, because I'm like, I'm being transparent. Things are not working out. I ain't got it all together. I'm just doing my best and blah, 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 blah. But I realized, like, no, if you're going to put things out there, do it with excellence. Show up, no matter if it's one person or 100 people, show up, do it with excellence. And so here I am today. So I'm going to read James chapter 4. I was going to read parts of this. I did in my last recording, but last night I came back to my office and God just had me to go back and read and scripture journal this. And when I say scripture journal, that means basically, I don't know if that's a real term. I just came up with it. It might be a real term. I don't know. If not, I'm coining it here. Where you take scripture and you journal it. Like, you literally write out the scripture in your journal and you go back, underline parts that are speaking to you. So instead of just underlining in your Bible, you're underlining in your journal, and you're also journaling, using these scriptures as journal prompts to continue to dive in and dig into what God wants you to know and understand, and what you're learning about God and yourself through the scriptures. So this chapter, chapter 4, is talking about being proud or humble, and it's also talking about our will and God's will. So let's read it. James chapter 4, again, from the Christian Standard Bible Version. What is the source of wars and fights among you? Don't they come from your passions that wage war within you? You desire and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? So whoever wants to be the friend of the world becomes the enemy of God. Or do you think it's without reason that the scripture says the spirit he made to dwell in us envies intensely, but he gives greater grace? Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Don't criticize one another, brothers and sisters. Anyone who defames or judges a fellow believer defames and judges the law. If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will travel to such and such a city and spend a year there and do business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring, what your life will be, for you are like vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So it is sin to know the good and yet not do it. So after writing that out in my journal and underlining the parts that spoke out to me, this is what I journaled. Christian content creators and Christians with hopes to be world changers on stage and in front of many people, be careful. Check your motives and intentions. If you are relying on people for validation of your value and wisdom, knowledge and understanding on God or different topics or subject matter, you need to start looking back to God. If you are looking for popularity and fame to bring financial resources and increase into your home, you need to look to God for that. If you feel like you have to follow the way of the world and get on their good side in order for increase and opportunity to open up for you and make an impact, stop and turn to God. So after that, I just went into, you know, journaling my prayer of repentance of, you know, trying to be a friend of the world and not considering what God wanted for me. Repented for being arrogant and thinking like, yeah, I could do that. I could do this, and making my own plans and not considering all the time God's will for me. I repented for judging other people who I felt were being disloyal or being fake. I repented for being jealous of other people's success and opportunities. I repented for feeling jealous of being left out of conversations, opportunities, shout outs. I even repented for making idols out of these people that I look up to and admire and thought like one day if it could happen for them, it could happen for me. And I'm going to do exactly what they're going to do. Or I'm going to go back and look through their Instagram or follow their journey and go back to the beginning and see like, okay, when did things shift for them? Like, okay, so I'm kind of like on that same track. Okay, it's going to shift for me here. It's going to shift for me there. Like I had to ask for forgiveness and repent for all types of things. Throughout this chapter, there were parts that I was just trying to pick my favorite parts, but there were a lot of parts that God really wanted me to see. Like, this is you. You are being adulterous, like saying that you are for me and that you're with me and that you want to do what I want you to do, but you're still entertaining the ideas and the desires of Satan and this world for you. You're not 100% for me. You're not 100% committed to me. You're not. And I had to check myself and I had to repent for that. And I had to ask for forgiveness for that. We got to do better, especially. And, you know, obviously this is for like the Christian, you know, community. We have to do better. And I love the last verse. And I feel like this is where that term, like, once you know better, you got to do better. I'm feeling like that's probably where this came from. Once you know better, you got to do better. Like, you can't know what you know. Like, once you know better, you got to do better. James chapter 4, verse 17, the mic drop. So it is sin to know the good and yet not do it. Like, here's outlining you about being proud, being humble, what that looks like. Your will versus God's will. You being double-minded. You saying, I'm going to do this, but you're not. You're doing something else. You judging people, criticizing people, being arrogant, being like, oh, this is all on me. It's not all on me. I can only do so much. I'm looking at one of my art prints over here. See if that will focus. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. That's available on my website, decalisteartstudio.com. Shameless plug. But yes, I can do all things through Christ. Not through Desiree. Not through my husband. Not through somebody giving me an opportunity. Not through somebody giving me a shout out. I can do all things through Christ. He is the one who strengthens me. He is the one who gives me the ideas. He is the one who shows me the way. He is the one that has the plan. He is the one that's networking and working things out before me, behind me, and around me. It is He. So you got to be all the way in or all the way out. And if you're all the way in and you're like, I'm still not seeing, pause. Pause, breathe, seek God and see what He wants. The last scripture I'm going to read for you is Matthew 6:33. I recommend that you read the entire chapter in your leisure. I'm not going to read it for you because there are 34 verses, but it's the chapter that is talking about how to give, how to pray, the Lord's Prayer, how to fast, God and possessions, the cure for anxiety. And in verse 33, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. And in my notes in the Bible, I have seek the kingdom, live righteous, receive provision. Okay, let me read that verse for you again. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Seek the kingdom, live righteous, and receive provision. Just know, if you do that, even if you don't see what it is that you're saying, like, I know I see more for me. There has to be more. Like, whatever I'm going through right now, there has to be more. If you do those three things, you can trust and believe that God has got you. He's got you. He's got you. Okay? Got another art print. And it says, hey, sis. God has you covered. God has you covered. No matter what, seek first the kingdom of God, live righteous, and all of these things will be added to you. Like, everything that you're worrying about, everything that you want, the desires of your heart, ask for God to show you what the desires of His heart are for you so that they will be the desires that you have for yourself. You always want what God wants for you. His way is always better, and He always knows. He always knows because He created everything. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. So be encouraged, Hidden Gem. You're not just hidden. You're a hidden gem. You have value. You have worth. Remember, like, there are some things that you may have been pre-qualified for and you're settling under that. Consider what it is that God has for you. Pause, breathe, and trust God. All right, so I have 10 journal prompts for you, and then we're going to pray. And these are things that I have pulled from James chapter 4, things that stood out to me. And more importantly, I believe it's things that God wants you to consider and to really just think about and meditate on and answer truthfully and honestly and really learn how to be content with being a hidden gem until you reach to whatever it is that God wants you to do. Okay. So number one, what's the urgency that you have with becoming unhidden? And what is the war that is working within you? What is going on with that? Okay. Number two, what are your motives and what's your intent for being unhidden? Number three, are you a friend of the world or are you a friend of God? Number four, where does your current validation come from and why or what does it do for you? Number five, where can you repent? Who do you need to forgive? Number six, where have you made the calling or gift or skill about you and not God's will? Number seven, where is there room for maturity and growth in your character as a person and your life? Number eight, can you still do what God has asked you to do and be content if the masses don't know about it? Number nine, are you willing to loosen your grip on your dreams to follow the dreams God has for you instead? And number 10, what can I do to grow my trust in God? Okay. So be encouraged. You are hidden, but you're a gem. You have value. You have worth. There is so much in store for you and there is so much stored up within you. There are so much that you have been pre-qualified for. And it's just a matter of time of you pausing, releasing your grip on what you think it has to be and accepting what God has for you and being able to just dive in and thrive and flourish in that. And I can't wait to see and hear from you what God is doing in your life through today's episode. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to pause, to breathe. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to have understanding and knowledge and wisdom and just being willing to pour into us so that we don't continue to make mistakes. Thank you for showing us the truth. Thank you for showing us ourselves. Thank you for showing us where we can grow. And thank you for just being who you are to us, a loving, good father who, yes, pulls us back, who, yes, has to correct us and has to make sure we know who's really in charge. But you also are so loving and you're so kind and you love us fiercely and unapologetically. And I just thank you, God, for being all of those things for us. I pray, Lord God, that you would help the person who is listening to this, that you would help them to find what it is that you want for them to do, that you would help them to find contentment in their season, knowing that once they become content, then that gives you room to move, that they would stop getting in your way, and that you would just continue to show them where they have to grow, what needs to change, what needs to happen in order for them to make it to the next step. Thank you, God, so much for all of these things. I bless your holy name. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, you all. Have a good one. Stay well and be blessed. Bye.
Okay, one more thing before you leave. If you found any value in today's episode, do yourself and others a favor. Don't just keep it to yourself. Spread the word. screenshot it, share it on social media, send a link to it via text message to your friend group. Let people know that this was valuable and that it will help change their lives. Also, it would mean so much to me if you can go and leave us a review on Apple iTunes so that other people who are shopping podcasts know that this is worth their time. And if you haven't already joined our email list, go ahead and look at the description bar. The link will be there. Or you can visit www.decaliseartstudio.com. You will get updates, you will get freebies, you will get inspiration, and you will also get friends and family discount on upcoming artwork and products. Until next time, be blessed and stay well.